You got to hand it to them. They rushed really well. They defended the run really well. They covered really well. We knew going into it that they're a talented team, and we got outplayed today.
This whole season kind of turned into a crash course in learning for
you. Yeah.
Where'd you learn today?
Man, again, you know, I think the man across the way, you know, he's one of the best to ever do it. He said it best: experience is the best. I can't, you know, if I didn't play today, I would never gain that experience of the coverages I saw, the different looks that I saw, you know, without obviously going into every play, but just the different looks, the way people disguise coverages, the way, you know, maybe in certain situations, guy undercuts a route, like the interception TJ, the guy made a good play. He undercut the route, you know, and I'm learning these things on the fly. It sucks that it has to be at our expense, but I'm learning and I'm just going to continue to grow. I was, I know I felt the guy, so I was trying to get away from him to buy enough time to, you know, the guy that was guarding Mike wasn't looking, so I was trying to just put it right past his ear to give Mike a ball, you know, so I went to go throw it, and I remember I had to adjust for, I don't remember the timing of it. I did get hit on the arm, but I just don't remember when, but yeah.
Can you talk about the shovel past the barns when you
saw? Yeah, so on that play, that's right where D-Max checkdown should be, so if you see, my eyes are looking to the left. And obviously, not looking at the rush. So I go to throw it. It wasn't there. And so I felt, you know, obviously the pressure coming. Tucked the ball to protect it. And then all of a sudden, I just saw out of my, you know, corner of my eyes, guy standing by himself. Yeah, facing me. And so I obviously assumed in my head it was D-Mac. So I turned to go throw it. And in my head, as soon as I threw it, I was like, please just knock it down. You know, that's just one of those things. But it's just... it's happened to me in high school. It's happened in college. It's just one of those things. You know where your guy's at. You react. You know, everything's happening so fast. It's just one of those things. And obviously, where we're at right now, it just looks ugly. But it's just one of those things that happen.
Did you guys talk afterward? He explained what was going through his head. Why he chose to catch the ball?
No, I don't know. I think it's anybody's reaction. The ball's coming at you. You're going to catch it, you know. You know, that's what I'm teaching my son right now, how to catch a ball, you know. So it's just reaction, you know. When something happens that quick, it just happens, you know, just like the way I explained it. So I didn't talk to him about it. We all just kind of, you know, it's just one of those things that happened, and we moved on. So I didn't bring it up with him.
Do you ever worry that things are going in reverse for you instead of ahead?
No, not at all, because, you know, I'm continuing to go out there and, you know, read defenses, you know, try and complete as many passes as I can. You know, again, like I said, you know, as a rookie, you know, 9 games into it, I'm learning. You know, I'm learning. You know, it doesn't matter what happens, whether I go out and I throw 4 touchdowns, whether I throw 2 picks, you know, whatever, I'm learning, and I'm growing. And like I've said before, if I didn't have the foundation that I have and the person that I am, then I could see why it would affect me. But it doesn't affect me because I'm taking it all in, and everything that I see and everything that I do, I'm learning. Just like the last week, you know, protection call that we made with, you know, Richard Sherman's pick. This week, we saw the look, made the correct call this time. So we're moving, I'm moving in the right direction, but obviously it's not where I want to be. As we all know that, I'm not where I want to be yet, but Flip and Ole, they do a great job with me, and I'm going to continue to learn as much as I can and continue to grow so we can win some games. Yeah. It not just talking about us in general. It's hard. When you have a running game, obviously it opens up play action type things, the bootleg type things. When sometimes teams maybe don't think you'll run it and you do certain things, it's hard. But we just go to work, man. I have all the belief in those guys that it's going to get right. It's not right now, but I have all the belief that they're going to get it right and they're going to work on it. You know, just like I'm going to go to work and work on my mistakes. I'm going to go out there and just, all I'm trying to do is get better. I'm learning, just like I said, we all are together.
You guys started off very well. Did you feel the tide turn a little bit at the end of the first half and turnovers and they scored 2 times? Did you feel the energy kind of change?
I got to be honest, I'm not big into that, so I don't know if I felt anything turn. I just knew. I always think situation, you know. So obviously the situation changed, you know. Instead of being up 4, you know, and we knew field goals against this team, you know, we got to score touchdowns. And so, I in my head, I knew that we needed to score some touchdowns, and that's kind of where my mind was. You know, that's kind of where my mindset was. I don't know if I felt something different, you know, energy-wise, but situationally, absolutely. Man, the pick. It's always collectively. It's always collectively. It's never just one person. This game is never like that. I can promise you that. It's always collectively. And like I said before, they rushed good, they defended the run good, and they covered really well. We were, because we were actually in the red zone in the first half, and we got a touchdown. So we were in the first half. We always, it's like I said, it's never an in sync thing. It's okay, we didn't get the third down that time. We got to go back out there and get it this time. So it's hard right now. It's hard because we're in a bad place. But all I know to do is just keep my head down and work.
Do you even look at your own stats, or is this
no
progress in terms of just what you're
learning and don't look at that? I got to be honest, I don't know the last time I did look at my own stats, okay. Good or bad. I guess in middle school I used to count my basketball points, but in football it's the ultimate team game, and I promise you when I tell you this, all I care about is winning. So I don't care however many touchdowns, however many whatever, I don't even look.
James Jones had 8 catches for 20 yards. Yeah. What
was that stat? Oh, that's tough. I can't remember all the catches off the top of my head. One was a bubble, which was a tough deal. I'm trying to think. I can't think of just his catches alone. But it's just one of those things that, it doesn't look pretty, and something we just will address.
When wins and losses are your chief measuring stick?
Yes.
You're looking at progress, but putting all that on the outcome. I know that it doesn't bear on you, but I mean, how difficult has it been to not have that payoff? Obviously.
Oh yeah. Good things come to those who wait. And I'm waiting patiently. And I'm continuing to work. It hurts when we don't win. It hurts really bad because all the time and the effort I spend away from my family, all the time and effort my teammates spend away from their families, getting up at 4:30, is not something that you want to do every day as a human. but you do it because you want to be successful. Staying after, staying late, those are things that we continue to do as a group that it's really hard, when you get to the game and it doesn't work out. But I know that good times are coming, and I'm not going to change who I am for anything. And so I know I've worked hard my whole life, and it's gotten to me where I'm at. And so I'm just going to continue to work hard and be the best leader that I could be, with my actions.